stop. His invasion of Poland starts a war, and now he's learning that blitzkrieg through Belgium, through France, might knock the Allies out. Who would be the greatest generation if he built an army under the cover of depression and ignores Versailles? Appeasement leads us to diplomacy, not action, while we are isolationists but can't deny our time to arrive. Imperial Japan invades Southeast Asia. The U.S. responds with embargo. Well, Japan needs the resources, our military an obstacle. They attack Pearl Harbor, we say goodbye isolation. Hello, war. Hello, war. Will be the greatest generation if he builds an army under the cover of depression and ignores Versailles. Appeasement leads us to diplomacy, not action, while we are isolationists but can't deny our time to arrive. We're island hopping in Pacific theaters to move us closer to that Japanese border, but a second European front is in order to stop, 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 stop Axis expansion starting in Africa now. We're pushing north, allies are holding their ground. D-Day amasses the troops to surround. Germany's overextended, underfunded. Their last offensive fails, ha! Battle of the Bulge. Now that Germany is done, we have a Manhattan Project. Japan gets two atomic bombs, then World War II is won. Who will be the greatest generation if he builds an army under the cover of depression and ignores Versailles? Appeasement leads us to diplomacy, not action, while we are isolationists but can't deny our time to arrive. With isolation gone, we're here to survive.